Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Hey, Money Movers, I'm your host, Tanya Sam, and welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Our next guest is a pioneer in the female rap music game. She was the second female member of the Memphis-based hip-hop group 3-6 Mafia, and her first solo album, Inquiring Minds, reached number 15 on the Billboard Top R&B Hip-Hop Albums chart and number 46 on the Billboard 200. Money Movers, please welcome the legendary Gangsta Boo to the podcast. Hi, Boo.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. It's good to know.
So I had to ask, I was like, do I call you Boo? Do I call you Lola? What do you want to go by? Just so I don't do the wrong thing.
Right. Lola's cool. Boo's cool. So either one.
Got it. Because I'm scared of you, gangsta. No, just joking, guys.
I'm the good gangsta. I'm the good one.
Well, welcome to the podcast. It is a pleasure to have you here. And I'm excited to dive into, you know, your career and just talk about some of the money moves that you've made. But I want to start at the beginning because you started in the music industry at a pretty young age, 14. Like, for a young woman, most of us are trying to figure out how to, like, do our hair. And you started an incredible music career.
Yes, I was 14 years old and I was rapping with 3-6 Mafia. Well, I was rapping with some boys, yeah. They called it 3-6
Yeah.
Mafia.
Yes. How did you get that start? You know, 14 is super young. Were you always into music, artistry?
Yeah, I was actually. But it was kind of like neighborhood friends, if that makes sense. We just all were childhood friends. Went to school together and they needed a female on something and then they picked me and it just kind of went from there. That's literally how it happened.
And like at this point in time, were you writing your own songs? Were you just able to freestyle? Like, I'm enthralled. 14, you're hanging with them boys, 3-6 Mafia, you know, you are like, you know, how are you, like, what, tell me about a day in the life of a 14-year-old rapping with 3-6 Mafia.
That's funny. Girl, let's see, let's see. You know what? A lot of fun. I actually thought I was one of the guys. So it was like, you know how it is when you got a lot of brothers. I already had a lot of brothers. So I was like a tomboy anyway. I'm the only girl. So I grew up around boys. So it was kind of like that, just me hanging out with the guys, thinking I was one of them. I never was really catty, you know, like being the one. I'm sure you're familiar with catty females.
Oh, I think I've had my run-ins.
So I never was catty like that. I was just always really mostly like just a tomboy. And it just kind of flew, it was effortlessly, to be honest.
Wow,
Yeah.
wow. All
The
right, so
girl
talk
was.
about, you know, how you were able to navigate the music industry, because I think a lot of our audience, the money movers out there, they're in music, you know, they're interested about getting into music, and music has changed a lot since you
Yeah.
and I might have been 14-ish.
So what do you mean, like navigate? Like, what do you mean, like?
Yeah, I mean, you were fortunate because you were sort of running with the right crew, right? And they were already on an amazing trajectory. You know,
Yeah.
as you look at it now and you've gone out on your own, as you look back, like, what is some advice you have for folks and women in particular that are looking to get into hip hop and rap as well?
Yeah. Shoot, man. To be honest, it's the times are different. So I was just blessed to be in
Yeah.
that situation. Man, I would definitely say just stay. Shoot, I would just say, you know, you don't have to, everything, you know, they say sex sells, but that's not necessarily true all the time. You know what I'm saying? I would just say stay consistent, stay focused, stay determined. And then I was telling this young lady the other day, I said, when you're discouraged, try to keep going, because that's typically when the breakthrough comes. And then I told her,
So true.
yeah. And then I told her to, you know, don't be scared to do something that the other ladies aren't doing. You know, try not to blend in, try to stand out.
Yep. And you know
Because
what?
they all
I feel like
nowadays, you
you
know,
go
with
ahead, go ahead.
the lace fronts, and I love it all. I think these girls looking good as hell. But it's kind of
Yes.
like, you know, none of them really standing out. I mean, they are, but you know what I mean? Kind of like they blending in at this point. They all kind of like, oh, you see one, you see them all.
Yep.
You
I
know,
mean,
so
this is true, and this could be controversial in the rap game right now, but you know, you're saying like stay true to who you are. And you
who
know,
you
there's a
are.
pattern and there's a formula that we're seeing for women entertainers right now. But I think there's room and space for people to do other things. That's not necessarily the formula for success.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. That's exactly what they follow in the formula. Like, oh, okay, you got to look like this girl, this girl. And it's like, okay, where's the Missy Elliott though? Like,
Where?
you know
Right.
what I mean?
Yep.
Where's the left eyes? You know what I'm
Yep.
saying?
Yep. Yep.
So it's still room for all of that. And that's what I would say. I would just say, you know, don't blend in, try to stand out. And like I said, when you're discouraged the most, that's when the breakthrough typically comes, at least for me. And that's just in life in general. I notice every time I fall into I call it my PMS depression, because girl, when I come on my PMS, woo, I cry over everything. But as soon as I push through them tears, the breakthrough comes.
The breakthrough comes. I call it the black cloud. You're like, what's happening right now? And for the women money movers, they know what we're talking about. The men are like, what? But like all of a sudden it breaks and you're like, okay, I'm back on it. I'm back on it.
Yeah,
And then
yeah. So just keep on going, keep pushing through the breakthrough, and just believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, it will show. It will show. It'll show. And I think confidence is key, and that's why all of the plus size women, that's why I just admire them. Sometimes me and my friend, we were saying the other day, and keep in mind I'm fluffy too, but in a sense where it's like, damn. Like when I see all them with their bathing suits on and they just let everything hang everywhere, I was telling my cousin the other day, I said, yo, we gotta be more like this girl, because we're not even have the size that a lot of these women are, and they don't care. They still look beautiful. They letting everything flow, and here I am on the beach, with a goddamn one piece on. I'm like, no, I want a two piece, but I'm not confident enough, so I need to boost my confidence up as well, because it is really key.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud.
Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Well, I'll tell you, I just came back from Toronto where I was playing Toronto Carnival Mass. And if you need a confidence boost, go there. Because the idea is you basically get on the streets, listen to a whole bunch of soca with some sparkly pasties and some feathers. And you will leave there feeling like everybody can be on the streets and have fun. I tell people that all the time.
Yes. Confidence is key, ladies.
Yes. I want to go back to, like, you know, music, penning music, and understanding, like, the business side of music, because I think, you know, back in the day when you were out there in those streets making music, you know, when people look back on it at that time, they're like, I made so many mistakes. I didn't understand the business of entertainment in a way that, because of veterans in the business have been sharing tips and tricks. Can you remember any of the stories or lived experiences that you had that were like, man, if I could do it over, I would never have done this, that, or the other?
Yeah. I definitely would have had separate management from the label, because at that time I was signed to the label that was, they were also my producers. They were also my managers. So I would have kind of had everything separate. You know what I'm saying? I would not have had the label managing me and producing me. I mean, producing is one thing, but definitely not managing me, because everything was in-house. Yeah. So it's like, if I make the label mad, then I make the producers mad, then I make the managers mad. It wasn't no, you know what I mean? So I would have definitely kept it separate, and just that's really it. Cause literally that's all I could think of. And I think of that a lot, like, damn, you know, I didn't know that was a conflict of interest to have my producers managing me and signed to the label and everything else, you know.
And I think it's changed now, because we're sharing these.
Yeah, I agree.
You were at the height of the music game. It was, no one was talking about this stuff and warning about the pitfalls and stuff. So now it's, like, really important to share. And I think so many artists are coming out now. They are coming out with, like, very strong positions in terms of their contracts, et cetera.
Oh,
and it's
because
y'all are sharing stories like this.
Oh yeah, I agree. Like Khalees. Well, I know you saw what she was saying about the Beyonce stuff, and I mean, I'm a fan of both, and that's something that's really important. Owning your master, or as much of your masters as you can, and your publishing, and just stuff like that. Just try not to sign everything away, because you never know. In 30 years, Beyonce may be sampling you, because
the song,
that song, I'm That Girl, That sample is from this Memphis artist. Her name is Princess Loco. That song is so old. It's at least 20 plus. But now she's passed. She passed a couple years ago. But just up the point that, you know, she got sampled by Beyonce. And, you know, it's just like, you just never know. And a lot of people sample 3-6 Mafia nowadays. You never know. So I would definitely say own as much, keep as much as your publishing and your rights as possible, because you never know.
Yeah,
so, man. So that's where the money is.
That's where the money
is. The money moves, girl.
And that's where the money moves are. And this is what we really like y'all to know, because we, you know, this is what, you know, that have done it before, they're laying out the roadmap so that y'all can be as successful as possible. I appreciate that. And so you're still in the game though. You're still out here touring, you're doing performances. Let's
With 3-6. Woo! Yeah, it was so fun. I just was in in Lansing, Michigan. It was me, this guy named Devin the Dude. It was at a smokers fest ball. They call it smokers ball.
Wow.
And it was me, Juicy J, this dude named Devin the Dude, this other artist named Rich. So yeah, I still perform all the time. I'm still very active. One of my songs that I wrote when I was 18, back to the money moves real quick. $1,800 there. It was just featured on P-Valley, by the way. Yep.
Wow. So, wait, pause, hold up. You have a song that you wrote when you were 18 that was now featured on P-Valley.
Yep. And that was, so that song came out like in 1998 or 1999. And they used P-Valley soundtrack.
Wow. Okay. Yes, right. How does that happen? Like, are you out there shopping your song, or did they just approach you and they were like, I love this song, this was from the perfect time?
Yeah, I just got an email.
Wow. See, this is why you guys have to own your money.
Yeah, because... girl, I just got an email. And it was like, yo, we want to use Word of Dollars. That can we use? I was like, sure. I was like, hell yeah, as long as the money right. And I discussed it over with Paul and Juicy, and because they own the song too. Mm-hmm. And so they own the song too. And yeah, we made it happen just like that. But yeah, girl, that song came out in 1998. And here it is, 2022.
Wow. Real money move. I love that. That is a real money move. What's next for you? You know, what is in your wildest dreams on the roadmap? Are you still wanting to create songs? I know you TV and production.
Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna lie, girl. I get really bored a lot of times with music, like with what I do, but I do love helping artists, and I want to get more into just behind the scenes, whether it's in the industry, the music industry, or some TV stuff, because I did dabble into reality TV, which is pretty freaky. It was pretty intense.
That's a whole nother conversation. I feel you.
All those goddamn cameras and the way they edit stuff, but it was still interesting to be put in front of so many people that can view me and get to know me and my music and stuff. And it's how I operate next time. But yeah, I'm still really in love with what I do. I just sometimes get bored because I'm not really impressed with a lot of stuff I see. So it just depends. I'm just really enjoying my life, living every day, having fun. I live in Los Angeles. I was just in Detroit, like I said, in Lansing, Michigan. I had an opportunity to go to Motown and visit the Hitchfield, USA, where they all were. Yes, so I'm still kind of floating off that cloud right now. So I'm just still picking up inspiration, how I can pick it up, and then we'll just go from there. But right now, I'm just enjoying my lifestyle in L.A., smoking weed.
That's right.
I know you have Killer Mike on your show. Killer Mike is a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good friend of mine. I toured with Killer Mike, one of the best tours I've ever been on in my life, with him and Run the Jewels. Yes, dude. So I love performing a lot, and just traveling. Really nothing that I don't have a bucket list too much right now. To be honest, I think I'm living my dream.
Living your bucket list. That is the dream.
So I'm just taking everything one day at a time. And, you know, I'm able to collaborate and talk to women like you, Empower, that's doing their thing. So that's something that I want to keep, continue to do, like being a speaker of some sort and just, you know, spread the knowledge as much as I can.
I love that. I want to make sure, because I feel like you are a wealth of knowledge and there's so much in your experience and life that you can share with so many, that you share with our Money Moves audience where they can find you and follow you on social media.
Okay, cool. Thanks. All right. Well, this is kind of interesting, guys, but in Memphis, we say, yeah, ho. That's like a chant, like a little John, yeah, or okay. I would just, yeah, ho. So I call myself Miss Yeho. And that's my Instagram. It's Miss Yeho, and it's MissYeahoe. And my Twitter is Gangsta Boo, QOM, and a QOM stands for Queen of Memphis. Oh. So So I just be on Instagram and stuff like that, Miss Yeho, and my Twitter.
Well, make sure you follow her, Money Movers, because she's doing some great things. You'll be able to see, catch her next on tour.
I agree.
And see next time she will grace your TV screen. You never know. So make sure you follow Miss Yeho on Instagram. Yes.
I'm open to all opportunities as long as it's positive. And it makes me look good, because if I look good, then I'm able to help the young ladies out here look good, because I'm still a work in progress. So I'm still living, learning, and loving myself. And day by day, girl, like I say, day by day, but definitely I have a lot of great stuff going on. And I'm fortunate to be a part of such an iconic group that's still moving and grooving out here. Very fortunate.
That's right. I love that. And Money Movers, that's all the time we have for today. But thank you so much, Boo. Thank you so much, Lola. You know, we still all rock and groove to your tune. So I love it. It pulls out my alter ego, I must admit.
Let's do that. Yes. Thank you so much for having me on, girlfriend.
Thank you so much. And Money Movers, that's all the time we have for today. But make sure you follow Boo on all her social media handles. And if we have helped you make your money move, please make sure to let us know by sending us a like, sharing the knowledge, and or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to thebankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.